Blog Talk Radio.
Ride with me now. Ride with me now.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money.
Turn it up.
Ride with me now. Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source and the LA Posse. Currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked and locked.
Ride with me.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Ride with me now. Turn up. Ride with me now. Ride with me now.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment with Rich Money.
Turn up. Ride with me now. Ride with me now. Ride with me
what's
now.
What's good? What's good? Black Silk.
Ride with me
$2
now.
Tuesday franchise. Don't
ride
forget, we moving to that spot over on Fordham Road. Ride the screen, the rewind, the taboo. And if you was in
ride
that episode, you know what it is. Don't forget this year,
ride with
my
me
retirement,
now.
Stage 48 is going down.
Ride
I got major celebrities
now.
On, Bill. That's checkmate
with
for all
now.
Of you that don't know. I'm chilling with my man, Rich Money.
Ride with
GQ
now.
Palace, each and every Friday. Y'all know
ride
what it is. Let's go.
Now.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. But at a time, I was my grind and I was hungry. Had hunger pains like a bronco kicked me in the tummy. Had people in the town kinda looking at me funny, cause they knew I was a shit and couldn't take that from me. When I would shine, they would try to throw shade on me like I didn't have a brigade and wasn't made on me. Every time I came around, they should've paid for my coffee. I'm Freddie D. Boy, this path was made for me. I'm the best, the U.S., y'all third world country. I'm a big deal, the mill, and y'all just munchies. I'm a problem like when Harlem had Bumpy. Gorillas over here, y'all queers is just funky. Me, I'm functified and y'all just funky. You second rate unks on that gate, halfway house junkies. I'm about my bread, so where that money?
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
Pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. My third eye saw it coming, it kept jumping. Situations and accusations like it was nothing. Big dog frontin' like how he was cutting. But every time on the rear, man, adds to nothing. I kept the block jumping, hustlers pumping. And every time I turn around, a nigga in the hunting. Discerning chicken, princing and gin. And I wonder when low CE, will they ever get it in? See me? I never figured it encryptions, how they scripture it. Had me thinking black ones only living in the pyramids. Punchline and feeling, hook, line and sinker. My man went from dope to thinker. We flip the strip to get money. Prime time, play on the ground, we never bum me. Since I lived with you, I learned to get money, money.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers think they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
So why would you try to pull the wool over my eyes? You know I keep them things open. Y'all niggas must be joking. Gotta be the shit that they drinking or smoking, or you just praying and hoping that I'm lame or your game is just that potent. Where you could tell me anything and get me open. I'm hip to this shit, hit the strip for a flip. I'm around gangsters, hustlers, con artists. My city is no giddy, you know the slick, but it's slick. If you ain't on your
your game, you evict or get hit with death cells. That wholesale is a bargain on clips. Where I'm from, we ain't heavy on that arguing shit. If it's on, then it's on. Get the spark in it, them. Look what they're locking them did. Now they chalking the kid. Cause he tried to pull a wool over the wrong nigga list.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers said they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
What's going on, Dons and Divas? Yes, 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 I am back, Rich Money. But before we get started, you know how I do, ain't nothing really changed. We got to take this moment to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Well, we back. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Well, It's been a lot going on with me, you know. Still, you know, no medical conditions and all that. So I definitely got to give a shout out to my baby Lavina, you know, for holding me down and everything, staying by my side, you know, like a big baby, sick and everything, you know. But it's been a lot going on with GQ Palace. You know, all the other shows thought I did a repeat and all that. You know, for the last couple of weeks, I was a little under the weather. Wow. Matter of fact, let me fill y'all in on this real fast, too. Next week is going to be another repeat, July 4th. So before I even forget about that, let me wish y'all all a happy 4th of July. Make sure y'all be safe out there, because you know how it go down. People be shooting the guns, act like they firecrackers and everything. So make sure y'all be safe out there. Let me fill y'all in on the 11th. We got the Pioneer Group Men at Large coming on July 11th. Also, you got July 13th, Nonstop Media is going down once again. Moni Love hosting. You got Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, my man Joey Smack from Rough Riders in the building. GQ Palace will be in the building as well. You know how we do. You know how it goes down. But let me fill y'all in on what's going on tonight. Tonight, you know, I have some topics for y'all. You know, you can either call in and request a topic or sit back and enjoy the music. That's how we're going to get down with that. The first GQ general question topic for tonight is, how do you know when your relationship is on the rocks? That's topic one, right? The second one is, who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of times? Is it the male or is it the female? And that's going on from 6 to 7 tonight. Then, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we have author Marcus Camby in the building. He's dealing with Money Platinum Records. They doing a lot of things and all that. We're going to talk about that as well. But he's an author. His name is Marcus Camby. And we're going to talk about his book, Club Sex, that's hitting the nation hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to start this off. If you want to join in on a topic, if you feel you have something you want to say, feel free to do so. Press that one button. I see people starting to call in. Press the one button, and we'll get started on it. For now, we're going to go into two tracks real fast. This is Do Me, All For You, and No One Can Love. Like I said, the topics for tonight is, I'm going to repeat them once again. How do you know when your relationship is on the rocks? Meaning, what gives you that feeling to think that your relationship is on the rock? How do you feel? What do that spouse or that mate does to make you feel like it's on the rocks? And the second topic is, who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of times? Is it the male? Is it the female? Me, personally, I'm going to say back then it was the males. But now, these females, oh, they going in hard body right now. So I'm not too sure about, you know, what y'all going to say, how y'all going to feel about it, but make sure you get back at me and let me know. Press that one, and the switchboard operator get at you. Right now, we're going to go into my man, Doomy, and we're going to get into Deja Vu. All right? So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure. Woo!
all for you, baby girl. I must admit, all for you. Dami. Let me rap for you. Better yet, let me clap for you. Round of applause, your appeal's appalling. And where you be at, man, hit on you often. When she walk in, shorty something nice. Body on point, cut your flunk some tight. Backside looking right with a thong all in it. On her iPhone with my songs all in it. Hit her iPhone, let's be gone for a minute. Come and spend a day or two with Dom for a minute. Got some things I can show you, cause I really wanna know. You work hard and you know I do it all for my princess. Yeah. Shorty, something special. Screaming hallelujah, cause you know the Lord bless you. Let's make this official like a rap with a whistle. John Michael, go and talk to her. Can't get off of you, girl. Stick with me, it's so easy to get lost in this world. That's a rap for you, shorty. Do it all for you, that's a fact for you, shorty. Never turn my back on your life magic when these tracks get recorded. If I gotta go, I'm back for you shortly. You would never have no thoughts to divorce me. I could see us front row at the game in the court seats. I could see us catching planes going all across seas. See us parlaying a couple days in the four seasons. Let's make it all true. Me plus you, ain't a thing we can't do. Let's make this official like a ref with a whistle. John Michael, go and talk to her.
Yeah. Palace is the rich money. GQ Palace Radio. Love and peace. It's Busty.
Your new love, even though really we never broke up. I guess that's just the way love goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you just don't know if we can make it last forever. Weather in the storm to make a life together. Remember, baby, way back when you promised me your love until life came to an end. Now you say you wanna be friends, live a little, then find your way back to me again. You'll always have a piece of my love, but this thing with you and me, it can't exist no more. It's just another sad love song. I'm tired of thinking, where did I go wrong? On and on it seems to go, yet you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? What's going on?
How you doing, man?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. You know, is my man Barry B in the building?
Does he know that?
My man Barry B in the building. What's going on? It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
That's all right. We back and popping. You know that. It's all good.
Yeah. Trying to get back in the swing of things, you know?
That's it. Life goes on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So let me ask you, Brad, did you hear the topic? I mean, you know, how many are doing this now? Even if you hear the topic, you can miss on topic. But even if you got something you want to bring into and add on to the table, feel free to do that as well. That goes to everybody that's listening, everybody that's going to come on and join on the topic. But,
go ahead. Repeat them again, brother.
For this evening?
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't hear the topic?
No, repeat it again.
All right. Topic one. What? All right, let me get this right. Hold on, give me a minute. It's been a long time. Yeah.
All right, no problem.
Give me a minute. Okay. Now, one of the topics is, who would you say that's most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of times? Is it the male or is it the female? All right? And the next topic is, how do you know when your relationship is on the rocks?
Okay. The male and the female, it matters on, like, the males, they all, like, a lot of women say their dogs, but you know what? A lot of females are trips, too. I mean, like, I always say, like, in a lot of other shows, a man can't cheat not unless another woman's allowing him to. So, you know, a woman could always get a man quicker than a man could get a woman. Like I always say, if you go to a club or go anywhere and say out of 10 women, if 10 women say to the man, you know, let's go or let's do this, 9 out of 10 are going to go, or maybe 10 out of 10. But if a man go and he say, let's go, you might get one. You know, a woman, so it's always, even though men cheat, there's always a woman takes a woman to that. So it could be both ways, you know?
Okay. But so
women try to...
That?
I mean, women, you know, I mean, like, it just go, you can't judge all women by that, but like with Maury Porridge, you got, like, girls going on with 5 different guys, they don't know who the father is, all this kind of stuff. You know, it's crazy. And that's not the average girl, but I'm not saying in general, you know?
So, in that question, so you would say women is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of times?
Yeah, it used to be men. It's women, I think, now. Okay. It's women. I'm staying a strip firm. It's women, man. Because a man always gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same way I feel. I feel like back then it was the men because the men was doing this and they were doing that. You know what I mean? I feel like now the women, they took it to a whole nother level with this cheating thing. Not all of them, but, you know, there's a lot of them out there. So let me ask you this, Barry. How would you know when your relationship is on the rocks?
Okay, when you're always arguing or somebody's falsely accused. The most thing I hate, like, mostly all my relationships, I'm like Richard Pryor says all the time. Quote, I'm not a day in a beach without, by any imagination. But a lot of times, like, falsely accusing, you know, and arguing or whatever, and I hate that, you know. And that's usually what, you know, drives me away. Like, mostly all the girls I had drove me away. Pretty much. But, I mean, I wasn't, like, a rose scholar either, but it's like, you know, falsely accusing always whatever. Because I worked a lot, and a lot of times I used to get accused of doing stuff, but then I did just do stuff, too. But a lot of times I wasn't doing it at the time I got accused, so it goes both ways. But when you're always arguing over, like, petty stuff, you know, I mean, life is kind of hard, and then, you know, but, like, little petty stuff, and then you're always having disagreements and stuff. And that's no good, because if you really get together with somebody and you're having disagreements before you get together, you know, like, what's going to happen when you do make a commitment and get together? Because, you know, I'm not a person who likes to argue all the time.
I mean, I understand that part, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of ways where, you know, you could feel like when your relationship is on the rocks as well. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's certain things that people might do, like certain things you did before you don't do no more. You understand?
Right.
So,
and if people judge you from,
like,
your past, that's the main thing. Like, your past is your past. And a lot of times, especially if you change your life, and, like, that's my biggest thing. Like, I'm judged from my past. Like, you know, like, messing with other girls or this and that or whatever. And then, you know, when you're trying to change and you're looking, but then what goes around come around. And I've been getting a lot of karma lately because of whatever, because I believe in that, you know. And, like, you know, I had a lot of bad luck now with my relationships because I think of karma. But, I mean, time will tell. I'm just being honest.
I definitely agree with you on that. So, once again, let me just fill everybody in on the topic. I see more people is calling in on the line. Once again, the topics for tonight is, how do you know when your relationship is on the rocks? And who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of time, the male or the female? You understand? So let me ask you something, Barry. Let's say you got your female, right?
Uh-huh.
Y'all engaged, everything's going good. You go with your boys, she go with her girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all just happen to meet in the same spot. But you notice she don't have her engagement ring on.
And she's wearing it before, but she goes out, she don't have
it? She was wearing it when she left out the house. But she don't have it on now.
Yo, Red, I've seen a lot of girls that's married to do that. They take their ring off. So I know. Uh-uh. I mean, that's not cool. That's not cool. I mean, why would you take it off? Why would you take it off? Are you scared to show your commitment? What's up with that? And maybe maybe she's trying to press her girls, well, I could do that. You know, it could be a lot of stuff. She shouldn't take it off. Well, I mean, if she's going to get engaged and want to do a commitment, even though you're not married and committed, but, I mean, engagement is a commitment to me. I'm pretty sure, like, you want to spend the rest of life. That's why you put the ring. The guy puts the ring on the finger. So she shouldn't take it off.
Yeah.
Still,
hold on for a minute, Barry. We have another call. I want you to finish, but I want to bring this call on. Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, how's it going? This is Kenny G.
Oh, Kenny G. Undercover lover, brother. What's going on? Kenny G.
Are we going to be serious tonight? Or are we just going to have some fun? now.
This is Love and Entertainment. We take this is Love and Entertainment. Just like all other shows, be serious, but also we have fun. You understand? Depends on what a person
might
come on, and they might be serious about their topic. You understand? But it's nothing wrong with having a little fun as well. You understand?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, you know, I just haven't been on for a while.
I got a question. Hey, can I ask a question?
I'm going to let you ask a question, Kenny, but I want Barry to finish what he was saying.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you go.
Okay,
go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, even though it's a pre-commitment, I mean, why is she going to be hanging with the girls and still taking off her ring? So she's still got a little singleness in her, or, you know, what's up with that? Or she want to have a little fun before she made that commitment? That ain't cool at all.
But you know, you got some females out here that listen to their friends. Their
right.
friends don't have nobody. So
no.
what it is, even if their friends have somebody, their man probably ain't like the one you got. So their friends will say stuff to try to pull you away from them.
And they might
right
be hating,
man.
Too, because you guys got a good relationship and whatever. There's always hate. I mean, I learned, and I put that up on Facebook. There's always haters. Like, even in your crew, you know, there's people hating her. They might, like, be jealous of your relationship, whatever. Or
yeah.
she's trying to impress and still think that she's hanging with the girls or whatever. But that's not cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kenny, but before you ask the question, did you have a topic for this evening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, topic what? Number one is, how do you know when your relationship is on the rocks? And topic number two is, who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of time, the male or the female?
Okay, that first one. That first one, how would I know that my relationship is on the rocks? Would
mm-hmm.
be the amount of bourbon I put in my glass.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad, because you know what? If your relationship is going bad, it will lead you to drinking. To be honest,
it will lead it, and that's my point. That's my point. And when we start discussing, we're going blah blah blah, and start arguing in tongues. You know, that's when you
mm-hmm.
know that the bourbon is hitting you, and your relationship is on the rocks. I've been in a relationship like that. You know, where my girl, she drank a lot. She drank a lot of tequila. And I had a lot of black eyes.
Oh, Lord.
Man, you know, she liked to go ahead and slap and all that, you know. And how I knew that it was on the rocks is because I started drinking, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, it was just at that time where, okay, it's over, you know, pack your bags, get out, you know. But,
Let me get serious with you for a minute, Kenny. Now,
okay,
you said she hit on you and everything. How did that make you feel? Did that make you feel like less of a man, or was it that you just didn't want to hit her back?
No, you know, I want to hit her back. That made me more of a man. I'm refraining on going ahead and knocking her teeth down her throat. You know, I mean, this was done, and also this was done in public too, a couple times. You know, this was done at an airport, and I wasn't even around because we were flying back from the Bahamas. And she was just out of her mind. She lost all of her money. And on the way back, we were supposed to spend a weekend over there. Well, we were on the next plane. Well, girl cannot gamble. Anyhow, something happened where I walked away from her. I said, man, this is enough, man. Her drinking and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess somehow she fell down. And I was outside. And she embarrassed herself. So she came up to me and started, blah, 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 and she smacked me right across. I went like, okay.
Wow.
I counted to 1, 2, 3. And I just turned around and walked away.
I definitely honor you on that, Kenny, because a lot of men, to slap a man in front of everybody, in front of you got to be a strong man to let a woman
you do. You know, there's...
Away. You have to be.
Yeah,
and
you have to be
that,
strong.
I'm not saying men that respond to it is weak, but it's just certain places that you deal with things in your relationship.
Right, right.
And And I think
it just so happens that that's not the way, you know, I feel that a man should ever lay a hand on a woman either. You know, I don't care, you know, how many times that she did it or where it was. I wasn't going to go ahead and react and go down to that level because that's not a man.
Yeah.
A man will go ahead, turn around, it's like the Bible says, turn the other cheek, you know. And that's what I go by. So I went ahead and, you know, and I praise the Lord, man, that our relationship, you know, we didn't have kids, you know. She didn't get pregnant, you know, and then I had to be with her. It was a really quick, and since she's, I haven't seen her in years, and praise the Lord for that. I don't need no crazy woman like that in my life, but back then I was into
a
lot of things. You know, I was one of those party guys, man, you know. Party for days out on end. You know,
so
but
let me ask you, Kenny, who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of time? Is it the male or is it the female?
Well, I would say
you got a little quiet here for a minute.
I wouldn't say mess it up. I would say most likely it would be, in my case, I would sabotage myself. I would sabotage it. If I wanted out of it, I would go ahead and find a way and sabotage it. You know, if I and that happened a lot, you know. I didn't want to be with that woman, and really, most of the times it was just me going out and said, listen, this it, like the women always say, it's not you, it's me. You know, I would go ahead and get that line in first. No, it's not you, it's me. You know, hit the road. Because I know you're coming back with that anyways, you know. And, you know, because you can tell if it's not meant to be, you know. And it all comes down to that trust, you know. And you know, I've had, a lot of girls in my life that, you know, but tragic things happened, too, in my life, where one was taken away from me in a car accident, which I thought that was the one, you know. That was back in, that was back in 1998, happened. And, you know, wow, we had an awesome relationship, and then I found out that she was killed in a car accident, you know. And, you know, but that's... You know, I'm very careful when it comes to dating.
I could tell you, feel it too, the way you pour. So, that probably wasn't.
You know, I'm not
going to
let too many people close to me. I'm not going to let too many women close to me. You know, if I see a little wild side in them, you know, especially if it's a partying type of wild side, you could consider that's not even going to happen. You know,
hey, Rich, let me say something real quick. We're just saying what Rich, Kenny said about, I remember back in the 80s, we was all at a club hanging, right? And my cousin had a crazy girl. And they were always arguing. She was always like bossy, whatever. And she said, let's go. It's time to go. And he tried to be cool. He said, no, I'm hanging with the, I'm here. And she smacked the, you know, out of him.
Bam!
And the whole club, like, it was like, whap! And it was so hard, it went over the music. And he said, it was a small club. It was out there in Long Island River, it was called Long Island Flames. It was a little club. And it was like the music stopped. He said, yo, let me go outside and handle this. He came back in like 7 minutes later with his glasses tilted and bushes all in his head. He went out there because she was a crazy girl. She went out there and wailed him. He came out with leaves in his head and glasses all tilted. And we was like, no.
All right. I want y'all to hold a line. I have another call. I'm going to sing in the morning. Hold a line. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the topics for this evening?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And
okay, well, you know, I had some more people calling in, right? Okay, so I want you to stay right there. Don't move. Right? Because, you know, I want you to answer. Right? I'm going to let you answer first, and then I'm going to repeat the topic.
Oh, okay, so go ahead, repeat it, go ahead.
Okay, topic number one, How do you know when your relationship is on, when your relationship is on a rock? And topic number two, who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship the majority of times, the male or the female?
Mm. Okay. Right. So you know, you want me to go now or you want me to
go? Go ahead. You can go on. Okay. You know what? I want you to answer because I have another call I want to bring on also, but I want you to answer it first.
Okay. Well, I think, who's likely to mess up a relationship? I say men.
Okay.
And the reason I say the reason I say men is because I think one of the men that is on the line, he said that he would sabotage it. And back in the day, I believe that women, men were pretty bad, you know, but because the women, you know, got dogged out so many times, they've smartened up a little bit. So they've learned from all of the messed up relationships they've had. So nowadays it's like, okay, instead of the man pretty much saying, all right, well, it's just over, it's not working out, they sabotage it. They play the mind game with you that makes you insecure, that makes you think that you're the worst person in the world and that you're the problem in the relationship when they really just don't want to be with you.
I mean, you know, like I said, everybody tries to stay on opinion. But just like you said, you got to let, like, I guess when the whole lot lets you on with the sabotage, it made you think, it also makes you think about things as well, you know.
Right.
So,
because,
you know,
When you're in relationships, how many, like, for the people that's here right now, when you're in a relationship and something goes wrong, not necessarily meaning that you're breaking up, but let's just say, you know, somebody said something or they did something that didn't sit right with the other one. How many times do you say, oh, I'm sorry, and it's really not your fault, but you want to say sorry to keep the peace? So
yeah, but see, some
you apologize
do that just
to get,
keep the peace, though.
Sometimes you do, because me personally, I don't want to go to bed upset. So if I can prevent it, and if it's something that I did not do, and that I know that my mate did, and he's just not going to accept the fact that he messed up, I'll say, you know what, whatever it is, I'm sorry for whatever I might have did, whether I said something that hurt his feelings or he said something. So I'll apologize and say, okay, I'm sorry, but in the back of my head, I'm saying, I'm sorry, but you're the one that screwed up, but you just won't admit that you screwed up.
But
I apologize first.
That's like leaving it on. I want to get to you back with that, but I want to bring on this other caller real fast. All right? Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Oh,
well, Lord, it's on fire.
What are you mean?
Okay.
What? Mr. James, what that mean?
It's tea time. It's tea time.
Hey, guys. How's everybody? Hey.
Hello. All right. Did you hear the topics for this evening?
Mm-hmm. You know I did.
Okay. But first, I want to get back to the last caller.
Okay.
Because now my thing is, see, she said what she said was she'd rather say sorry and go to bed and not say knowing it's not her fault. My thing is, I feel like if you're in a relationship, if it's not your fault, don't agree to it. You understand? Because you start to lead stuff in the wrong direction. Once a person say they're sorry too much, that spouse might get used to hearing it from them. You understand?
Right.
So,
but I'm not saying sorry because, but see, the thing is, Rich Funny, is I'm not saying sorry because I did something wrong. I'm saying sorry to keep the peace for whatever I might have said that was wrong. I could have been the innocent one in the whole argument. It couldn't have been, like, let's just say it wasn't my fault and it was my mate's fault. Okay, it's his fault, but he's not going to say he's sorry. So because we've spent a half hour arguing now, I don't want to argue with you. So you know what? I love you. I'm sorry. Good night. And I sleep peacefully.
I think that's like holding something in. It's like when you got something to say to somebody and you hold it in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then when you go to let it out, it's going to come out so strong that You understand why? Because you held all this in. You said sorry so many times. That last sorry might be like, you know what? I'm not saying sorry no more. Beep, you, bop, boop, beep, 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 beep. No, I don't want to curse, so that's why I'm doing the beep, beep. You know what I mean? So,
but look,
we don't have to edit it yet.
But you guys are men. With you guys being men, how many times have you messed up but did not accept the fact that you messed up? So you didn't say you were sorry first.
You mean it has to be a first?
My thing is,
we have to say our sorry first.
The silent treatment, you should be worried. So why not just the peace?
Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay, we're going to get back to that. We're definitely going to get back to that. Now, Miss T, you know, you're agreeing a lot over here. Let's hear what your response is to these topics. First topic. I want to give you this topic first. Who would you say is most likely to mess up a relationship
man.
The majority of the time? Why?
Man. You see how quick she said
why?
That? Man.
She said that real fast.
Dang.
But why is that?
M-E-N. Capital M-E-N.
Okay.
Because.
W-
apostrophe yes. Men's.
Let me finish there.
Go ahead.
No. And the reason I say that because. 9 times out of 10, you know, y'all slicksters. So y'all going to be out here doing your little dirt. But then when you get caught up in it, you know, no, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. Women are very emotional. So that's why I say men, because y'all know y'all dogs, you know.
Oh. Oh. Okay. So I got to say, because men, we're going to get into that because, you know, back then men was, though. But nowadays, y'all females done took it to a whole nother level. And fellas,
yeah,
don't back
well,
down on me now.
Only because they probably getting rubbed out by the men.
Hallelujah.
That's
the
only reason because they're tired of getting
rubbed
out
by the men. We just showing y'all.
We're not going to get the last word in there, bud. And they feel like they could do everything by themselves. Okay, well, we got this, you know, that thing to help you sexually. You know what I'm saying? I got my boys in here with me in the studio, so I can't say what I want to say, but y'all know what I mean. We all adults. You understand? They're working. You understand? So, but my thing is, that's what got the females to start thinking like that. So now you feel like, okay, well, I'm independent. I'm doing what I got to do. So I can go with this person. You understand? All right, I don't want to be with this dude. I'll go with this dude. You understand? A female needs a dude to talk to. They need a dude to have sex with. They need a dude to lay with. They need a dude to go out with. They need to do shopping with. They need a dude. You understand? This is all what females need.
Now,
let me ask you another question. See? Who... How do you know your relationship is on the rocks?
Nothing is going right. You can't come to no type of agreements. It's no sense of being there. When the trust is gone, no communication is messed up.
And there's more bickering and there's more negative than positive, then you know it's
exactly.
On the
rock. But
Rich Money, okay, just if I could just say one thing, though, because you kind of said something there. And I think that a lot of women, they get fed up of depending on that man to provide. And the man has a hard time providing for each household that they're with, you know, because back in the day, they used to have multiple women, which is multiple households. Now, last time I checked, you got to have a lot of money to be able to maintain 3-4 houses, and that means somebody's going to slack. So when someone is lacking, guess what? Now that person feels like, you know what, I'm done sitting at home crying, taking care of the kids, going to get on welfare because you can't come and help me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to become more independent. I'm going to take care of my kids. And then when those three other heifers don't work out for you, then you want to come back because I'm more independent. But guess what? I don't want you when you come back now. because that meant you spent all your years of going from house to house. I'm just saying, Rich Money, because you said a woman needs multiple men. And I'm saying the reason I believe
that's
that
where you,
came,
that's where you came in at. Okay, okay, got it.
Right, right. Well, I think that the reason it's like that is because of the way men were treating women back in the day.
No.
Yes.
And there's nothing
wrong with a strong, independent woman.
She's trying to give an excuse on why a woman should have multiple guys.
Right.
We don't need multiple guys. But see, if you guys were listening, I was giving you a reason why women don't have multiple guys. I was explaining to you how
back in the day
the men used to act. See, that's the problem with y'all men. Y'all don't listen.
We don't hear.
We don't hear.
Yeah, that's
it. If I'm not mistaken, right? Did she not? Maybe I'm going a little such and such here. But at the beginning,
maybe
I'm going to check the archives too. I'm going to listen to these archives because I could have sworn that she said that she's giving an example on why women is dealing with multiple guys.
No,
right?
I said I'm giving. No, I did not. I said I'm giving.
I'm listen to this,
I said Rich Money. I said Rich Money. If
first,
I can,
I'm sorry, at first, okay.
Right. I said, I said Rich Money. If I can address something you said before when you mentioned women have to have multiple guys. So you didn't listen, Rich Money. I repeated what you said, but I gave you a reason of why
Hold on, young lady. You don't come on my show talking about I don't listen.
You don't hear? Is that what he said? The caller said the problem is that men don't hear.
Wait, I want to hear what...
That was the next word that was going to be coming out of your mouth, was we don't hear.
Y'all don't listen, but we don't hear. Y'all hear what you want to hear.
Sure we do.
Hey, ask
for them about with the ring thing. I want to hear what they got to say about the growing up, the girls, and the girl, they take their ring off, because a lot of women do that.
Well, what he's talking about is, okay, let's say you go out, you and your mate goes out, right? Now, she leaves out with her ring on her finger, with her girlfriend. The man leaves out with his boyfriend. With his boys. So what happened is they both wind up in the same spot. But then all of a sudden he looks, and her ring is on her finger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that ring off your finger if you're engaged? You got the house with it on, so why when you get to the spot, you take it off?
A lot of women do that, and they marry, or either married or engaged, they do that.
They do. A lot of women do that.
Some of them do. But it's simple. It don't matter if you got a ring or not. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it.
Exactly.
That's her stupidity for taking the ring off.
Why would she take it off? I don't know why
she would take it off, because I wouldn't take mine off. Well, I'm going to do something. I ain't taking mine off.
Okay, so
duh.
Bite his head off.
Here you go.
There's our point there,
the women.
Exactly. You see how the way? Why you ask a simple question, and it was like a tiger attacking raw meat. Ask a question. That's all.
That was an honest answer.
So the question to that is, why do women do that? Y'all trying to ask a question. Answer the question, then ask the question.
Right.
Now, why do the women do it?
Right.
Well, we couldn't hear you because it was like you were attacking. So it was like everybody got nervous and they didn't know what to say. So now you got brains around it.
Really, now? I don't know why another female, but I wouldn't take no ring off. You know, because it's just simple. You're going to do what you want to do regardless, and that man, some men, they're not going to care if you engaged, married, or what. If you put yourself out there like that, you know, that ring is not going to make a difference whether you got it on or off.
Yeah, absolutely right. I definitely agree with you on that one.
That's crazy.
But some dudes, they don't care. But see, it's up to that female to care about that situation.
Exactly.
But to me, if she has that ring on, she knows what it's about. So if she chooses to take that chance and take that ring off, you understand? And that
she ain't
guy
ready to get married.
Exactly. And if she decides, when a guy, like I said, like you just said, it makes no difference whether a female has a ring on or not. On that situation, you understand?
Uh-huh.
To me, that ring ain't nothing to her anyway, so why even be bothering
right.
the guy that gave you the ring?
Right. So she might as well just give the ring back.
That's right. That's right. Right
you
about
might
that.
Well just give it back. If you're going to take it off when you leave the house anyway.
Might as well not means, have it on.
Right. You might as well not even have it on. Just say, you know what, here you go. Take the ring back. I'm not happy. Leave it back. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
You know, the
but
only
you,
reason I would see a woman should take their ring off is if, you know, you're pregnant or you have
going
some type of problem where your hand is swollen. You know, but if you leave home with it,
come.
You are, no. What I'm saying, if
hey,
you leave home
I have
with
another
it on,
one.
You should keep it on.
Hey, I have
mean,
another
honestly,
one.
Okay,
like
I
said,
I
me
here.
Myself. Me
I
myself.
Something in the back.
Hey, can I say something, Rich?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I never had that problem. You know why? I don't have no fingers.
Okay.
Wow.
I just made it. I'm just making up an excuse. You know, hey, you know, I don't have no fingers. There's excuses always down the line. If you're pregnant and you get stung by a bee, and your hand swells up, you know, well, hey, you're gonna take it off. You know, we could come up with excuse after excuse. You know, for what not taking it off. Or keeping
That's
it
true.
On, you know, but it is that commitment. If you're going to have that ring put on your finger, that's a commitment that you make.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
you
man,
shouldn't
that
take
relationship,
off.
You know, just because you're out with your girls and you're out at the place where, you know, you go ahead and take it off. Well, you know, so be it.
What'd you say, Rich?
What's the most important thing in a relationship?
Communication.
Yeah.
Trust, honesty, loyalty.
You don't need to pick one. You
all
that.
Well, I say communication.
A full bar.
Oh, Lord.
A full what?
A full bar.
What? Wait, what was the question?
What's the most important
thing? What's the most important
thing
in a relationship?
Communication.
Trust.
That's what I was going to say. Trust. Trust.
Communication
without,
and trust.
Without trust, there's no communication.
Now, he said we couldn't do number one, Barry. You don't get
to
do two if I don't get two.
I think you know, okay, for those guys who pick trust instead of communication, or you just pick one because one was already said?
No, I want everybody to just pick one. You understand? Some people might think sex is. You understand? Some people might think loyalty is.
Well, I mean, you know, sex would help, but
I mean, that could mess up a relationship. You understand?
Yeah, well, if it ain't good, it yeah, sure could. Oh.
Even if it's not good, it's just a
It's best to get to know each other first.
Really? Okay,
what you
Yeah,
saying?
You know, you get to know the person. You know, you get to know the person.
And that means
That was
what?
Back in the days. No, if I'm going to be spending my time with you, I want to know how you going to handle me when it comes to that. I ain't going to sit there and be dating you, know, 6-7 months or a year. No, buddy. I'm sorry.
Why can't you save yourself, huh?
Honey, I saved myself back then. back then.
Save yourself?
Listen, That cherry I cannot replace. It's used as a taillight right now because it's been pushed back so far.
Oh, well. I ain't gonna do it.
Do it for the box.
I ain't gonna do it.
So what? I can't with both of y'all together.
So
wow.
Now let me ask y'all this. The relationship is on the rocks. What do you do to get it back straight? After all the comments y'all just said, the bickering, et cetera, what do you do to fix that relationship?
You work on the communication, and then you work on trying to rekindle what made you two fall in love from the beginning.
Or come up with the solution of what is the real problem of why we're going through this.
Marty, you just like you want this wham bam stinky man, that's what you want.
What?
What?
Barry.
Hey. 7 months
be nice.
Is a long
time.
Because
I'm on the air, but I'm going to be nice.
All right. Okay.
No, baby, it takes more than wham bam.
Thank you.
I mean, you know. Let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this one. Okay. Now, you got the bickering going on in a relationship, right? But now you meet somebody you're attracted to, and they want to have friends with benefits.
Even though you have somebody at home, I'm confused.
Welcome back to Love and Entertainment.
Even though you have someone at home, you have to have a problem. That's a good question.
No, let's just say you have. All right. Even if you have someone at home, but someone that's, you know, your boyfriend, anything like that. You understand? You're bickering a lot. You go out with your girlfriends or you go out with your boys, and you see somebody you're attracted to, and they say, "Well, you know what? I'm attracted to you, but I don't want nothing. I just want to be friends for benefits." Now, would you deal with that friend with benefits?
But that's the problem.
Oh, would you?
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to explain something, right? What I'm saying here is, I know regardless of the fact that it's a problem because you got your man, you got your woman, such and such, boom, boom, boom. My thing is, forget all that. Push all that out the window right now. My thing is, your bickering, such and such, or whatever the case is, or whatever it is going on, you're not talking, or you're arguing, such and such, but you go out with your girlfriend, you meet somebody.
Okay.
Or you go out with your boys, and you meet somebody. You understand? You're attracted to this person. You understand? And they'd be like, all right, you know, let's do y'all talk or whatever. Let's say y'all been talking for two weeks now. 2 or 3 weeks. And they don't want nothing. They just want to be friends with benefits. I call you. And like that. Would you get involved with it?
I think out of respect for yourself and the person that you're with, then you need to leave the person that you're with. Because even though you said put all that to the side, you can't put to the side that you're in a relationship with someone and you guys are having problems. So to me, the first red flag to me is that you can actually go out and be attracted to someone and you only want to be friends with benefits. So that lets the person at home know, okay, well, even though we're having problems, I see someone I like, I'm interested, I want to, you know, with that person, but I still want to keep you too. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's what men's problem is now. If they can't balance all
that, you have some people that do that. So you can't necessarily say it's a problem because it's actually going on out here in the world today.
I could say it's a problem because it's a problem. I would say it's a problem because my answer would be it's a problem for me. You know, and
okay.
for me, in my personal opinion, it's a problem because if I have someone at home and I go out and I'm attracted to, and I see someone, I'm attracted to them, and I want to be friends with benefits, I'm leaving my man at home. He got to go.
Let's say your man don't live at home. Let's say it's your boyfriend. You know, he live where he lives.
No,
it doesn't. You live.
You're not getting what I'm saying. They're not getting what I'm saying. The point is, to me, is that you have someone. So what I'm saying to you is, if I have someone, whether you live with me or you live 2 hours away, I shouldn't be interested in wanting to become friends with benefits with somebody else. If that's the case, then I can get rid of the person that I'm with and say, you know what, I want to be friends with benefits with both of them then.
Exactly.
There's no strength.
No.
Yeah,
no, 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 no.
Yeah.
That's playing
the field,
sister.
That's playing the field.
She's trying to glorify the question and make it seem, no.
You always do
no,
that.
No,
you
no,
always
no, no.
say that. I'm answering the question
you can't
from my point of view.
That I know that's your point of
that's
view.
That's like having your cake
okay,
and
right,
eating
right.
it, too.
Exactly. Only different
okay,
decisions are not in a relationship.
That is your point of view. All right, let's go to you. See what you say.
What happened?
What happened? You heard the question. Oh, what happened? You heard the question.
But no. I mean, I agree. You know I'm going to agree with my diva because, I mean, no. Because I ain't spreading myself thin like that. Because you're going to get caught up. I, you know, even if it ain't working at home or, like you say, if he don't live with me, I don't want to be out there with nobody else. No.
But
one is enough for me. I ain't giving up no free benefits.
Right. If you want to be with somebody else,
I ain't selling myself like
that. Relationship. That doesn't
make sense. Hey, Rich.
But you know, friends, yeah.
Hey, Rich Money, is it possible for nowadays, for people that are young, that do get married, to stay married for 60 years and stay
it's
true?
Possible.
I mean, it's
and
possible.
And this day of age?
Yeah.
It's possible. But you know what?
You believe it is possible?
It's very rare.
You know what? I'm going to say, that's what I'm going to say. It's very rare. Because if you were somebody that long, you know how people are, I've been with this person 50 years and such and such and never seen. You got some skeletons in your closet. I don't care what you... You kissed somebody or you did something? Are you flirting with somebody? Change diapers? How diapers
what
coming
happened?
Out?
I was just wondering, man.
Wait,
in this day of age, man, is it possible?
Look, 60 years, that means somebody got some depends on, you know, somebody got a walker or something.
Hey, that's my... Hey. What's up with the walker there? My last name. That's my last name. You can't be using my last name on the radio.
Time out. Kenny's parents had just celebrated 60 years like last week.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that's a beautiful thing.
But they're not in our generation. He said.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No.
I'm saying in this day of age.
Back in their generation. Now, back
it's
totally different because
right.
the women
right.
listened to the man. You know, boom, the man was the head man in charge.
He
did what he had to do.
Go.
The woman was in the house. She did what she had to do. Nowadays, you got these women with these moms, and it's like, okay, well, I make my own money. I do what I do. Blah, 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 blah.
I think women were submissive like they're supposed to be.
It's in the Bible, submissive.
Submissive.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, in the Bible.
Women be submissive to your husband. It's
submissive,
in the Bible.
Like,
this ain't spiritual.
Yeah, but
either.
Submissive.
Hey, listen, I ain't playing with God, and we talking about sex and all of that.
Hey, what do you think we were supposed
yourself.
To do when God created man and woman? What was the first thing
yourself.
He told us to do? Be fruitful and multiply. How are we supposed to do that, God? We're supposed to have sex.
Yeah, but then
that's what he intended. That's what God intended us. God intended us for to be walking around this earth naked and having sex.
No.
In the beginning, read the beginning of the Bible.
You know what?
Well, you need to go to that country where they walk around naked and just sex and all of that.
Okay, but you know what? I see where you're going with it in the beginning. I see. But you also have, I'm serious, because you also have to remember, if that's the case, the Bible also states that you're not supposed to be running around here all willy-nilly, whatever you know what, where you know what, either.
I'm talking about before sin came in. I'm talking about before the apple was eaten. God's plan was for man and woman to be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm. Willy-nilly.
That was his command. There was only one until sin came in. Mm-hmm. And then now you got all the sin. Now you got all the rules. Now you got sacrifice. Now you got
blood sacrifice to cover
up the sin. You know, now we have 2,000 years ago, some years ago, we had Jesus Christ.
And why do you think that is? I'm just curious.
Why couldn't we keep the law? We couldn't keep the law.
Exactly.
I know. We couldn't keep it.
That's right.
Well, still today we fall short.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
At the concubines, man.
And we fall short every day.
Yes.
I could look at another woman lustfully, and that's like having an adult having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
By the Bible,
that's
lust
right.
of the eyes.
That's right.
You know, I can have hate toward another person, and that's
okay.
like murder in God's eyes.
That's right.
So
you feel like when you're lusting
at somebody, you can have sex with them?
Because lovemaking is more than just intimacy. That's why. Lovemaking is more than just intimacy. The thought of it in your head is you fantasizing about being with that person. It's more than just the actual touch and the more than just the physical.
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. I got a question. Was Adam and Eve married when they had sex?
The marriage wasn't an end of program then. Marriage didn't happen
marriage,
until
yeah.
later
okay,
on
so,
in
so
Moses'
what,
time.
What I'm getting at is why is it so that a lot of Christian people holler, well, you don't supposed to have sex until you're married. What if I ain't going to ever marry that man?
No,
what I'm
no,
supposed to do, just keep...
No, see, the problem with that is in the beginning, it wasn't like that. In the beginning, it wasn't like that. Now, you're talking about, oh, my God, centuries later, when they started giving all the rules and the regulations of what you can do and what you can't do.
The Leviticus law.
You see, and that's the difference, though. Is originally, it wasn't like that. Do whatever, multiply. Just multiply.
Uh-huh.
And then times went on, and then here's the rules and regulations.
Mm. Hmm. Mm, this is very interesting here.
That's good.
Now, would you like to go back to the beginning? Now, can I ask you this? Would you prefer to be in this day of age or go back to the beginning?
This day and age. Because this day and age, well, yeah, I would say this day and age. With a lot of medical doctors and medicines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put sin in there.
Back in those days,
even though there was a lot of medicine and stuff going on, but back in those days, there wasn't as much disease and everything going on either.
But see, that's
exactly.
not true. Guess what? There might have been diseases, but you didn't know because half the people didn't even go to the doctor. And there was no medical doctors like that, as many as we have them now. What do you think happens if you have sex with 10, 15 different people, okay, unprotected, because you know they had no condoms back in the day, okay, unprotected, willy-nilly, and you're trying to multiply all over?
Back in the days, believe me, there was a lot of unprotected sex going on. Because all you had to do was
in the 70s.
Yeah, but you know the age range? What's the age range?
Uh-huh.
How many people back in the day died of AIDS? For that same exact reason.
When AIDS came along, that's when people really started strapping up. Remember, AIDS came from another country that they were saying where Africans and whatever happened, said monkeys, and they brought it over, and brought it over here.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And that's when everybody started really protecting themselves.
But before then, you know, you probably had the dongaria.
Right, but did you hear what you just said? You said back in the day, they didn't really know anything about it until the people started talking about it. Oh, okay, it's this thing called AIDS, it's this thing AIDS, this thing called HIV. Okay,
yeah,
and then people started strapping up. But guess what? How many years, hundreds of years, way before that, were they not strapping up, and they don't know who the person that they was with, and they don't even know if it was their brothers or sisters or cousins or nothing like that. Only thing they know is they're trying to multiply.
Yep.
I'm just saying, just because there was no one saying, hey, we have a new disease, don't mean that that disease wasn't there. It was still there.
It wasn't there at the beginning.
When sin came into the world.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we're saying, like, in that day, in the beginning, you know, be fruitful and multiply was God's plan for mankind, you know, because there was no disease, there was no sin, there was no use for a condom back then.
That's
you know,
right.
No, but now since we do have sin in the world and we do have disease, yes, yeah, it was going on long before, you know, it, unprotected sex, you know, probably in the 1500s, you know, back then, probably maybe the 14, maybe even a little bit before that. But, it was here, but it wasn't known, you know, until that time, the 80s? You know, it started getting here 70s and the 80s, and it was known, you know, and then, we still haven't found a cure for it.
Exactly.
You know? But you never know. You never know this. God could already send somebody to cure it.
That's right.
God could have sent somebody somebody already to cure cancer. But you know what? They could have been aborted, too.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
You know, so, you know, we live in these ages, you know, of these days. And, you know, the relationship thing, you know, it'd be awesome to have, you know, that perfect mate, you know, to grow old with. My mom and dad did, you know, back then. It would be nice to bring those times back.
That's right.
You know, to share with the young ones of today's younger generation.
But there was a time that
it slipped from my parents' generation to the next one to where we are at today. You know, and we have to go back and fix it.
That's right.
You know,
what would y'all actually tell this new generation to be like, all right, strap up, you know, we need to say shit. But what would you actually tell them?
What could we tell them?
Mm-hmm.
I would say most where we could direct them to it is the path of our ancestors.
That's right.
You know, of how my parents and their parents, they were just one, you know, that was it. Just those two. You know, no others. Didn't have to worry about, well, him, he was my dad being a very responsible person, raising a family of four. He even adopted a son. You know, my little brother, he's 50 years old. He lives out in New Mexico, has his family. But, you know, raise up a family according to the word of God.
Right. And you know what, you have to, in the process, though, because a lot of the kids, they don't want you to sit down and lecture them on a lot of things. You know, but you have to, for women, for mothers and fathers, I think that they have to lead by example. Your kids can't see you with five, six different people and think, oh, I love each and every one of them, and you have your kids around each and every one. You know, mothers the same exact way. You have to lead by example. You can't show them, like, oh, okay, well, it's okay for mommy to be with James and Daniel, and then next thing you know, mommy's laying up in the bed with Susan. You know,
right.
It's like you have to lead by example. You have to show them as well as tell them. Because if you're not living right yourself, you can't educate your kids because they're seeing exactly what you're doing.
I think it's already blown out too far
for it
to be brought back. We already screwed it up. Every generation has. I'm sorry. We all screwed it up. You know, we have to take responsibility for that. We're going to have to answer to that. You know, mm-hmm. and that's where we're going to have to answer. You know,
right, but then,
and the world is just going to get worse and worse and worse because we know who's in control of this world.
Yeah, but
you know,
see,
God said.
The problem with that is though is that even though you know it's messed up and a lot of things have happened, that's okay. You're right, but at the end of the day, if you still stay thinking that okay, well, it's only going to get worse, then you're not trying to fix the situation. If you think of it, if you try and fix what's in your immediate vicinity, you try and fix that, you try and help that, then guess what? Those people can help people. Those people can help people. Then those people can help more people. It's like you can't possibly think that, okay, the world is doomed. Like if I thought that way, I'd say, you know what? Out of all the people that come into the hospital I work in, this is our generation. We're in trouble, you know, and we'll always be in trouble. No, my thing is I see what's out there. I know how I live my life. I know how I raise my kids to live their life. And
you know what you're talking about?
I'm going. Yeah, a lot of hard work and a lot of prayer.
Hope.
But guess what? You're talking about hope.
You're talking about hope, and hope is great.
Hope and faith.
That's right. And that's what we have to give to our younger generation.
Yes. I'm praying
that's
on
it.
And I'm hopeful. And I'm very
that's
hopeful
right.
because I'm not giving up.
I knew it was going to come down to hope. Because that's what the Lord said. That's the way we can fix it. Through three things, and it says it in Corinthians 13:13. It said these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
That's why you can't
continue to share with our young ones about faith and sharing our love and showing that there's still hope, that we'll start to get that back from
right.
what the enemy stole to steal, kill, and destroy
mm-hmm.
our young generation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, because that's what the enemy comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have those three things that overcome, to steal, kill, and destroy. We have faith, we have hope, and we have love.
That's right.
That will take care of that steal, kill, and destroy every time. But we have to put that in action, each and every one of us. We have to do a march, you know, to get drugs out of our towns, pain clinics. I see it going on through different states in West Virginia and Georgia. And they have them in Florida and Kentucky and all over the country. You know, we have to take that strong stand. And we have to fight against it because it's a fight. It's a war.
But the parents got to lead, too. The kids don't respect
the
parents.
Yes, the parents have got to lead.
Yeah.
The parents absolutely got to lead.
They're not showing no leadership to the kids. No, because you know why?
Because it didn't happen back then for them.
Right, and that's not by example. I mean, and there's so many people who have kids, you know, girls having babies, and a lot of guys do walk out on girls, whatever, but there's like a lot of angry kids. People don't realize the kids are the innocent ones. No matter what, you know,
yeah,
when the guys
or
the girls
absolutely.
Have babies by, you know, I see on like a lot of the ex dudes, they have girl, you know, five different kids by four different men, you know, and it is bad, you know, and it is the kids that suffer, you know, kids are not a joke, you know, and you got to lead by example.
That's the sad part though,
because how many people do you guys know that they're not in a relationship but they have kids? And you have kids with these people, whether it's a wife or an ex-wife. Right, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
How many people, women and men, don't allow the opposite, the other, you know, whoever's not the non-custodial parent, not to be a part of their life? So guess what? While you sitting there not allowing me to see my kids, not allowing me to be that father figure or that mother figure, guess what? You're destroying that kid yourself.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. That too.
True.
You know, if that's a parent's job, even if they are the parents are separated, they still have that responsibility.
That's right. You don't just walk
They
out.
Brought them into this world. That's their responsibility.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a question for you. Are you ready for this, Rich? If you were a cereal, what cereal would you be?
You know what? I would be Lucky Charms.
Now wait a minute, before you start. I'm not asking about what kind that you like. If you were a cereal, what cereal would you be?
I'll be Frosted Flakes.
What cereal would I be? I'd be Tony the Tiger.
You'd be a frosted flake.
Frosted flake.
Don't
I'll
even
be
tiger.
Yeah.
How about you? How about you? If you were a cereal, and I'm not asking about the kind that you like, if you were a cereal, what cereal would you be?
It said Lucky Charms. You said Lucky Charms?
T, what about you?
I didn't say no Lucky Charms.
No, Rick said.
I thought he was talking about what cereal you know you like. I said Lucky Charms. I like Lucky Charms.
Okay, Lucky Charms. Anybody? Barry?
I'll be Honey Smacks.
Would be Honey Smacks? That's a good one. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Honey Smacks. That's that little bear kind of guy, right?
Okay, what's the punchline on this?
Punchline, it's a little bit about the punchline is when you ask me.
No, I ain't asking you.
Yeah.
Come on, one of you guys ask me if I was a cereal, what cereal would I be?
All right, Kenny, if you was a cereal, what cereal would you be?
I would be nothing, honey.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I just had to get this kid. What the
you know,
hell?
Hey, I'd be nuts and a honey. Okay,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
I just wanted to, you know, I thought the...
Wow.
I've been nothing, honey.
Oh, boy.
Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay.
Back to you, man.
Okay.
I can't.
You know I'm blank staring. Diva, I am in a blank stare, like in awe. What? Awe?
You.
Huh?
I was sitting here staring at the phone like, what is he really about to say? And he was saying, no,
that's why
like,
was
he's like, come on, ask me. I'm like, I am not going to ask you. Nothing, honey.
That's like asking what
Rick
kind
say,
of cheese is that
okay, kitty, what kind of...
I wanted to ask... Well, I tell you this,
I
might be tricks. I might be a Fruit Loop. I might be Cheerios.
You be a real fruity right
there.
And Loopy.
I'm
going to
pull it out.
Birds, are he frosted?
Oh, Lord.
Yes, oh, Lord. Now, do we want to get back to what kind of subject you want now?
What happened?
Wow.
Okay.
You know what?
Can we get back to the...
Because I was actually thinking about something that happened. Did y'all hear about the... First, it was two things. About the fast food. About the female who ate the burger from
the
McDonald's.
Burger.
The chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Yeah.
No.
And had the boobs all over her lips.
No, I didn't hear that.
How did it happen?
She went to McDonald's and she asked for extra mayonnaise.
Okay, what's actually going on right now is, you know, I got my boys. What threw me off course is I got my boys in the studio, right? 1718, all right?
Right.
I'm sitting here, and here he goes pulling his tooth out and handing it to me in my hand. So that kind of, like, threw me off. So, so I'm sitting here with a tooth in my hand, and... On the air, I'm like, you know what? Oh, boy.
So,
but anyway.
Okay. So why you do that?
Why
you wash the tooth off and rinse his mouth out, Rich Money? I did hear about that story because I think that's the one where she asked for, like, extra mayonnaise or something and they gave her sperm.
Yes.
And she got her
eyes
in her mouth and around
her
mouth.
Yeah. So my question to y'all is, how do you feel about eating at fast food places after hearing something like that? Do you normally eat in fast food places?
No, that's why I try to cook my meals. Mm-mm. Because you never know what you're getting.
I'm going to be honest. I have eaten there after I heard that story. I just didn't get anything with mayonnaise on it.
You know what?
So wait a minute. So in other words, they ejaculated on this woman's sandwich.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
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 You got herpes on her
that
mouth.
That is gross.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So my thing is, because you see how even like with the Chinese restaurant, how they've been putting stuff up about the Chinese food and everything like that. So even
yes.
after that, I don't eat Chinese food no more. So I stopped eating it totally. Yeah. Once I
do.
Because it was something that they had on, it was on Facebook. And what they did was they put a picture up and it showed them like ripping the animal skin off and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and,
like.
And hitting the like rats up against his brick
yeah.
and stuff, breaking
no,
them and killing them.
I didn't even see that part yet. The only part that I see was killing the dogs and the cats and ripping the skin
yes.
off. And if you think, well, me personally, I don't want to get nobody, you know, turn nobody's stomach. But me personally, I sat there and I thought about it because I seen it. And I thought about what they'd be chopping up in the back. And I looked at it and I thought about it. And I stopped eating Chinese food now for going on like a year or so. I don't touch Chinese food no more. So my thing is, how do you feel about the fact of, yeah, I know you do. How do you feel about the fact of,
I feel great. I eat every, well, I've had rabbit. I've had the chicken. I eat pork. I eat beef. I eat deer. I eat all of that. So
it
I don't
does.
Have a problem with it.
So, you know,
eat
you need
general
to eat everybody.
That's not
you
the
eat
chicken.
It
might be cat. Long
you're eating Bugs Bunny. Bunny. You're eating Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You just
yeah.
eating every...
Lord. Long as you season
Bambi,
it right.
She done had Bambi in there.
Yeah, long as you season it right, you're good to go. Long as you season it real good and cook it
well. I think
do you ever eat crocodile or snake?
There, a lot of people, I never ate snake before, but people say snake is good.
But if I season it up, I bet you I pair it up.
Wow. See,
you know what?
But, I mean, you know, but when you think about stuff like that, hell, they bring the chicken's neck as well. We eat that.
What do you do on Thanksgiving? You eat
turkey.
That turkey, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I eat a turkey.
And God, those that eat chitlins, you eat.
Exactly.
Hog, but anywho.
My thing is, to me, you gotta watch what you eat, and you understand? Because even like in the restaurant, they say you're not supposed to send your food back to the chef.
Yeah.
Right.
Did y'all
right,
know
cause
that?
They, about that.
What is it? What you say?
Yeah. Did y'all know
they
that?
Get, you're
not supposed
when you
send your food back to the chef. That's an insult.
It depends. But you know what? It depends. If
but
I ask for something
that is.
No, I'm being honest. What you just said. If I ask for something and I want it medium
mm-hmm.
rare, you bring me a burger or a steak that the blood is running out of it, I'm sending it back.
Yes.
As soon as you put it on that hot grill, whatever you just did to it, it's burning all them germs right off and bring it right back to me.
But what if they spit on it afterwards?
Well,
you know what, that's just nasty.
I guess I'm just in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, but it could happen.
I mean, you don't be surprised at what people do to this.
I mean, you said
and
that the dude ejaculated.
I mean, he
could rub his face. That's
look, that's why my family gets on me, because when we go out to eat and I don't feel like we're getting grade A service, I take it off on their tip. So my family says,
yeah.
You shouldn't do
oh, yeah.
that. And I said, yes,
you
I should.
Shouldn't.
Because I'm paying for your service and my food. If you're giving me food and service that's not up to par, why am I giving you a $15 tip?
Well, Lavina,
right.
that's the waitress, though. The waitress, a lot
right.
of people
so,
that, but the
right,
waitress.
So let me help you.
Service.
All right. You go to a restaurant, right? And
yeah.
they sit you down in a restaurant. So the waitress comes over, she tells you her name, or he tells you his name, and then he takes your order for your drink, right? And then
mm-hmm.
then the person gets lost. They come back like 20 minutes later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now when they come back 20 minutes later, they don't have your drink. They forgot the straws. They bring in water. Don't know who ordered nothing or who ordered what. And then next thing you know, you order appetizers. The appetizers come out when the main food comes out.
Right,
and
exactly.
But then they don't even come over to say, I'm sorry, do you need anything? Is everything okay? Why am I giving you $15?
I mean, but that's different from waitress. But I mean, sometimes if the cook messes up, that's not the waitress's fault.
Well, yes, it is the waitress's fault, because she should come and tell me why it's being late.
Check
on that.
Food's not cooked.
I'm with you, Levine, on that, because, honey, I would walk out of there with not giving a tip at all.
No, but what if the cook,
you can't do that, because these people live off these tips.
Right.
Okay,
I ain't got to leave now either. What if I ain't got now?
People live off these tips, right? So people live off the tips. I come into your restaurant. I'm hungry. I'm paying for good service. Okay, so give me good service. You should not pick that job then if you can't deliver. I'm sorry.
If the cook messes up, say if you say you want something well done and they bring it out medium rare.
That's different. But the waitress job, not for nothing, as he or she is walking over to my table, right? And they got that tray on their hand. I know they see that blood running. Really?
And I told you I wanted it well done.
No, I said I wanted medium rare. Medium rare ain't bloody.
Well done definitely ain't.
So you see the blood. You see that red on that plate. Come on now.
Yeah.
We got a big family with a lot of kids.
Which generation would y'all say is the best? The 70s, the 80s, the 90s?
60s.
Oh, damn. My bad.
70s.
You just skipped all over the 60s, the 70s, 80s.
Well, I was born in 78. Where do I fit in?
You were 80, baby.
2005.
You know what?
What?
I was born in 78. And Rich, you told me I'm an 80s baby because I was born in 78?
You're close to the 80.
You're close to the 80s, yeah.
Well, I'm celebrating both of them, so both, 70 and 80 then. Man.
You can't celebrate both
70. I don't want to talk about my...
70s was the best.
I guess I'm a
70s. 70s.
70s.
And that's what I think to tell you, because the 70s, you had a lot of stuff going on compared to all this nonsense that they got going on now.
Right, the best music came out then, or everything.
Everything was
on the hip-hop now. We talk about hip-hop.
Everything
now.
They play back is from the 70s. A little bit of 80s, but mostly 70s. All the good music.
The dressing,
all
everything.
Then they sent out a message.
You know what I liked about them? I'm gonna be honest, okay? I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna go with the 70s, and only because I think that a lot of the 70s music, what you were not learning at home, you were able to learn from listening to the music because of the message it was giving you. You know, the message that it was delivering. So I'm gonna have to go with that, because the music nowadays is only teaching me how to twerk. You know, it's
these younger boys how to kill each other.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it lets me know that, you know, I should wear my poom poom shorts and stuff like that. You know, it's not really helping me. It's not. I have my patients laughing all the time because they think that, oh, because you're old, you can't twerk. I don't see all
and
these
I mean,
videos.
They
I can twerk
women
too
out.
If I want to.
But
they dog women out. I mean, it's just,
All right, I'm gonna switch this up a little. I'm not getting into like a spiritual Sunday thing, but I was always curious. Why is it, since I got you on the line, Lena, Kenny, I just want to ask this question: why is it that it's with Jehovah Witness and Baptist? What is different about them? Why they don't like each other?
What the doctrine?
Wow.
Because they knock on your door every time and they bug you.
Wow.
No, I'm gonna tell you, crackheads run
from Jehovah Witnesses.
But you know what made me ask that? It's because
why?
I seen Jehovah Witnesses in a pizza shop one day, and they told me they didn't, they wasn't they not church people. What Sunday had said, which I felt offended a Baptist and Christian. So that's why I'm asking that, and it just came to mind.
Our doctrines are definitely two different ones.
They got a lot of man-made stuff, Rich. A lot of man, like, they don't celebrate birthdays. They don't believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
No, they don't believe in nothing.
No, they don't believe
Jesus Christ. They believe Jesus Christ was a prophet.
I think they don't get along because they have their own beliefs. Their own beliefs are different than anyone else's. So, therefore, because their beliefs are different, they believe that they're held at a higher power, I guess you can say, than others, because their beliefs are more man-made.
But more man-made, just like the Catholics, and they don't believe in blood transfusions. They got a lot of stuff that's man-made.
Right.
They don't believe a lot of stuff. It's not birthdays, not gifts. Even their kingdom halls, they don't have no windows on it. It's a lot of kind of weird stuff. If you ever see a kingdom hall, they don't have no windows on the kingdom halls, or there's no windows on it. It's weird. I don't know why, but it's, like, crazy.
Maybe they don't want to see daylight.
Maybe they're vampires.
You go by Kingdom Hall. They don't have no windows. It's like all closed.
We got to remember though is that have their beliefs.
You know,
we have our beliefs.
I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize, but you know what? I need y'all to repeat that, because the author that I had on supposed to come on at 7 o'clock. He just calls me now. So I told him it ain't going to be, it ain't going to work like that, because this show ended at 8. So I lost what everybody was saying about the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Baptist.
Right.
So could you actually repeat it for me, please?
But they don't have, Rich, they don't have no blood transfusions. They don't believe in birthdays. No holidays. And the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they don't believe in that. They think, like Kenny said, Jesus is a prophet. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit, which it says in the Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in that. Like when they knock on the door now that I'm a Christian, before, I don't know, but now they say, well, what, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? And they go, oh, no, and then they try to open the awake and try to show me something, but they don't want to hear the truth, you know, so that's how you just...
Right.
They are trying to work for God, so you got to... I take their literature just as common courtesy of being a Christian.
I know.
I don't even take it. Because when they knock on your door, they don't ask you what religion you are. They pass you a pamphlet.
Yeah, they do.
Right. So right then and there, are you assuming or what? Because you're not even asking me, so I'm not going to take it. But guess what? And that's why I don't care to take their pamphlet, because you're not going to tell me nothing. You know, but what I was saying was that their beliefs are completely different, and so that they believe that they're held at a higher power than we are. So therefore, my thing is that as long as they have their beliefs and you have your beliefs, I'm not going to say you're not going to get along, because you're going to get along. Because you could just tune out the religion aspect of it, you know. And I know a couple people who are Jehovah's Witnesses, and they're not bad people. It's just their beliefs is different than mine.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's what it is.
So if I see you and I speak to you, sure, I'm going to speak to you. We're going to have a conversation, but we're not talking about God. We're not talking about religion.
Right.
But we could talk about why is the sky blue.
But we're not
going to
agree.
Right.
They're going to try to manipulate you no matter what.
But you know what? And I believe that you can only be manipulated if you allow yourself to.
Right, but I mean, they try to convince you.
Mm-hmm. I tell them they're in the wrong line of work. Yeah. You can't make me a believer. I'm sorry. You can't change my mind.
There is something I like to say about a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, God.
Compared to a Christian. Okay?
I thought you were going to say something different. Okay.
They go knocking on doors. A lot of Christians
don't.
Go knocking on doors. Nope. And to go ahead and share what the Great Commission is. You know, a lot of these churches are emptying out. And it's the church's job to go out and bring new members in.
Right.
I ain't going to knock on nobody's door.
Well,
that's the way you leave.
At any time that you get a chance. At any chance that you get, as a Christian, you are supposed to share.
I said I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
But you're not hearing what he's saying. You're not going to knock on anybody's door, but what he's saying is, as a Christian, it's your job to share the word. And you do share the word, you know.
Right.
And to go ahead
and say, hey, listen, you know, it says love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, how many times have we invited our neighbor over for dinner? You know what I'm saying? To share a meal with and to get to know our neighbors and to get an opportunity to just share with them. You don't have to shove Jesus down their throat if you're a Christian. They'll see it in you.
Mm. Well, why not invite them over for a drink?
Oh.
No way.
He's already gone, guys.
I can only go so far, T. Okay? Okay? I can only go so far with you. But I love you. I love you, sister. All right? But don't be knocking at my door at 6 o'clock in the morning.
He said, I can't go but so far with you. Oh, God. I can only go but so far with you, Steve.
So that's what I think about the Jehovah Witness. They, at least they're going and knocking on doors. And it does say in the Bible that Christians are supposed to do that. You're supposed to go by twos. And if they don't receive you, you're supposed to shake the dust off your feet. Jesus says that. Then go to the next door until you're received into that house. You know, but I see the churches are emptying, and I see where the churches, and that's where they're lacking in. They're lacking in faith.
But you know what I see, though? I see that they're lacking in faith, but I think a lot of them, and I know it sounds bad, but a lot of them also, to me, it's like when you walk into a church, you know, it's like it seems like you're there in time for the collection plate, and then you're there to give your tithes, and they talk to you about giving money. But a lot of the people that's going to church right now, my church says come as you are. But as you're coming as you are, you can have no money in your pocket. And in the back of your head, when they pass that plate around, they want you to walk up, you still got 20, 30 people staring at you, waiting for you to put some money in there. And then if you don't, you're looked at some kind of way, you know, or like say, if you don't pay tithes.
And that's where there should be just a box in front of the church or when you exit, and there a hat that shouldn't be passed around. That plate shouldn't be passed around. You know, it's up to you. It's in the Bible that you're supposed to tithe. But the offering is something extra. So I think it should be done out of your heart and not in front of anybody. Because look at what it said that one woman did. She gave all she had was 2 pennies. And everybody else gave everything. And she gave more than everything else. You know, because she gave everything. Now, if you just put that thing there in the front, you don't pass the plate around. You know, there goes that problem out the door.
But I think everybody don't have money, though.
I mean,
I'm not saying put money in. I'm saying if you have money to offer, it's an offering. You go ahead and put it in. But you don't have to have the plate. I'm talking about the plate, passing the plate around.
What happens with that money? Where does that money go at? Who gets that money?
The priesthood and bills.
Oh, God.
My thing is, I got a question for you, too. Do you believe that if you don't tithe, that it blocks your blessings?
No.
I don't think it does.
Okay,
I don't think it does.
That's a good
question. Doesn't say that in the Bible.
You get blessed more when you tithe. You do get blessed more.
But it doesn't say in the Bible that you're not going to get blessed.
But if you don't have, but not for nothing, if you don't have nothing, then what you tithing?
You can do service.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't have nothing, then granted, okay. But if you out there and you spreading the word and you're putting in that hard work and you still living Christ like and you're doing everything you got to do, to me, that supersedes any amount of money that you can possibly get.
That is. Absolutely.
That's true.
That's a part of tithing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
part of time is service.
But you got to do and service
you
do too. You got to do something, but it's service.
He wants to go number.
I do with you and Evangelist Parker, right? And then there's another one I do before that from 5 to 6. And there's a girl there that she does a lot, but she has like 4 or 5 kids, and she can't tie because she don't have the money. But she does a lot of work for the pastor, and she puts a lot of stuff up on the Facebook thing, and she does a lot. So that's service there. So she always says, I feel bad because I can't tie. But I said, you're doing service and work. As long as you're doing something for God, he sees that. Like, what it says in the Bible, when the lady had gave her last, remember? And even rich people, they gave a certain amount. But if you give your last or you give your service, God sees that. It's not really the amount of money. I mean, you're supposed to give 10%, but it's from your heart.
From the heart.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Perfect example. Just like you said, okay, let's say like Spiritual Sunday.
Right.
Okay? And let's say you go to church. So you're trying to say it's all right for, let's say, the Spiritual Sunday to be like, okay, well, we draw in a collection plate every Sunday. Send your money to this PayPal.
No way.
Exactly.
No way.
Not a PayPal.
Is that the same thing?
No.
Because is that like the same thing? I'm just asking. Is that like the same thing as going to church and putting it in a confession? Because
this is why I think that everything gets confused, because it's like, okay, perfect example. With Spiritual Sunday, like if I went on the air and I said, okay, well, hey, you know, we're going to start, you know, doing a collection and we're going to start donating to different people and different charities. That's different.
Yeah.
Me getting on the air, me saying, okay, well, I would like you guys to tithe to Spiritual Sunday, that would be incorrect on so – that would be not correct on so many levels. I don't know what to do.
That would be crazy.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Brother Barry, as far as, like, Evangelist Parker and stuff like that. I get it. But my thing is that I feel when it comes down to tithing – when I walk into the house of the Lord on Sunday morning and
right.
I tithe that way, that's different. I don't, in my heart, I don't believe that I have to tithe on a prayer line or on Spiritual Sunday. Because
okay, but listen to this.
It's different. But that's anyone's personal choice. But to me, I know that my tithe, that the tithing that I would do, would grant it that I would tithe at my church.
Okay,
right,
that's true. Okay, but what if you're I'm in between churches now, because so I tithe to Evangelist Parker and my other thing because I'm in between churches, and I feel that they wake up every morning early and they give good words, and their words do bless me. So I'm not going to church, so that's why I do my tithe.
Okay.
Where the heart is.
But you know what you got to do? Wherever you see fit, that's where you tithe. And I know
I'm in between churches, so I feel guilty if I don't.
I believe in my heart that if when you're a child of God, you shouldn't feel guilty not one day. Why? Because I feel like God gives people assignments. Their assignment is to get up in the morning and provide the services that they are required to do according to God every morning. They have a calling. Their calling is different. Their calling is completely different. And the fact that you're in between churches, then yes, I understand why you tie to them. But I also think that when you tie, that's your own personal choice. The amount they say, you know, you give your percentage, whatever percentage you have, I feel in my heart, that's what you give. You do all your service and you do everything you possibly can for the ministry, and then on top of that you tithe, that's great. But guess what? There's so many people out there that can't tithe and don't go to church because they don't tithe and because they don't give their offering and they don't want people to look at them different. So what I'm saying is, if it's less focusing on tithing and offering and more focusing on the ministry itself, because people are walking away because they don't have money in their pocket.
That's true.
Because
in the church, they pass a basket around and they do look at you funny if you don't put none in.
Hey, Barry. Calvary Chapel.
They don't tithe there.
No, they tie there. They just don't pass the thing around.
Because
the
you know why, Kenny? Because it's 25,000 people.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, that's the difference.
There's
got multi-million dollars backing him. He don't need to advertise. But that's the only church I know that don't. I mean, I've been like a lot, and that's Calvary's the only one that don't. I go to Brooklyn Tabernacle. They got like 16,000. They advertise, but I mean, he got multi-million dollar people back, and they don't need to tie. I mean, they got the tie basket, but they don't mention. He never mentions it.
Barry. There's a difference between tithing and offerings. You know that, right?
Of course there's a difference. Yeah, I know that.
Okay. All right. I was just making sure.
But my thing is,
offerings is like something you want to give. I know.
Right.
But wait a minute. My thing is, if it's a church without walls, what bills do you have? You don't have a church. You know, it's an online thing.
Oh,
the online is free.
Okay.
And that's just as bad as these preachers that be
right.
on TV
right.
begging
so,
for money.
So rich money. How you doing, rich money? You all right, rich money? The point that I wanted to make is that a lot of people are walking away from the church because they can't tithe and they don't have money to do offerings.
Because they feel like
they don't have either one, they're not going to church and they're looked at different. And I just think in my heart, I think that we should all focus more on the ministry and ministering the word versus asking for the money. Because when people go into church, they might not have it. You know, it could be a homeless person right off the street. They might not have it. And when they walk in there and they can't give no offering, okay, it's a problem. And then when the pastor starts talking about, oh, well, you have to tithe and you're supposed to give a certain percentage of your earnings. But how do you give nothing from nothing? I'm giving you my heart. I'm listening to the word. That's what I came here for, you know?
For being a dick, okay, listen to this. The one thing I do, Angela Parker, she's a trip, but she knows what she's talking about, and she hits a lot of spots, whatever. But the one thing I disagree with, well, she has a point, but I disagree with, it says come as you are. So, like, oh, okay, Kenny was saying, like, in Calvary, there's, like, 24 people, but and they some of the preachers come up in jeans or whatever. And I feel you should come as you are, too, because if you're homeless or you really don't have no dress suits,
You should go
the way you are because you like Lavina said, if you don't have no money, but Evander's pocket said you should like come dress, and that's like the old school way. That's fine and dandy if you got a suit and whatever else. But if you don't have nothing and you want to go get the word, it's about God doesn't want your, like you said, the money. It's not all about the tithe. He said, you know, you got to come as you are. So if you don't have no money, if you come looking like a bum, he wants you to come to hear the word because he loves you. So you don't
right.
have to be dressed up or have money. So you're right.
That's true.
I thought the point was.
She thinks that you're supposed to be dressed up every Sunday, but what if you don't have it? What if you have bummy clothes?
But it's not about the house of the Lord and receive your blessings. You come into the house of the Lord and then your word is supposed to empower you, uplift you, and allow you to help others around you. If you're
it's
in
not
a financial
your suit, it's not the money.
Because what's happening is, all right, so I'm going to give you an example, okay? I brought my friend to church one day, and she told me that the pastor's car and the first lady's car was better than her car. And she said, where do you think they got the money from to get those cars? And then she started to, like, nitpick on different things that the pastor and the first lady had. And my thing is that I can't answer for them and we'll go on in that their household. But when you come into the church, right, you come into the church, there's no toilet paper, the walls is cracked, it needs paint on it, the stairs is cracking as you're walking down. How do we explain that? You know,
so now
I just say, you know what, you come as you are. If you don't have no money in your pocket, don't you worry about giving no tithe or no offering, because you know what, you can't give something if you don't have it.
Oh, come as you are.
And people shouldn't look at
you.
So why
do people get the look, and if you don't have it?
If they can't the best, you don't have nothing to do. They shouldn't look at you either, but people do. I mean, you come as you are. You come in to hear the word and be saved. Usually when you go to church, especially if you come in as a whatever, or whatever. You can't judge nobody because we can all go through that.
You said a heathen? I can't.
Yeah, is that what you're trying to get at? Come in there as a heathen?
A heathen, a bum, whatever. We could all be like that. You can't judge them. That could be there for the grace of God goes on. So
hey,
God, he yeah. likes the people. He likes the prostitutes or whatever. That's who we hung out with. We, you know, nobody's better than nobody else. We all go in the same grave.
That's true.
Not about
Absolutely,
the money,
Barry. Go
but
ahead, brother Barry.
To,
preach it.
I think they have to talk more about that though, and be able to be more accessible to the different people that's around, because everyone is different. And when you walk into church and you're looked at and you're criticized to be a certain way, and you may not be that person, you just may not be able to, you know, afford that fancy dancy suit, you know,
exactly.
when you walk into church with those expensive shoes. And I think that
hey,
that's
listen,
when people lose sight of it. So
I've been to four or five different churches, right, where the pastor had somebody, either as a pastor or a parishioner, have somebody dress up like they're homeless and sit out in front, and the people look at them like, and then they come and look, and people look at them like, you don't belong here, and that's a test of the people's heart, because...
Hey, you know, I'm a Barry. You know what, and everybody, they're going to have to answer to God for those things.
Right.
That's right. I mean,
that's right.
We just go in there, and we go in there as we are.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
go in there being open-minded for what God has for you that day through that preacher who's going to bring that word to you, you know, and that. Those other people, the judgmental people, the ones that are doing all those things in the church, they're going to have bigger problems in the end. You know, they're going to have to answer. Why did you look at Kenny that way? Because he had holes in his socks,
right.
you know, or holes in his shoes, you know.
Because
right,
my pastor did that. He put somebody in front of the church with a cart, like from the shop, like from the supermarket, and dressed up as a bum. And people looked at it like, you know, he was like, oh, could I have something? Is this all right for me to come to church? And like almost, I say 7 out of 10 ignored him. They didn't like. We, you know, they were saying we don't want you in this church.
They're going to get in the Word of God because the Word of God says, man, you're supposed to clothe them, feed them,
right?
House
them. That was a test of people's heart.
If they're in jail, you're
supposed to visit. I have a question for you.
Huh?
Barry, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with you tithing at different places, right? Different churches and different without walls that you're tithing with. God forbid that you're down and out. Can you call one of them up and say, okay, you know what? I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my bills. Can you do it?
That's a good question. I think Evangeline Parker or the one I go on first, I think they would.
Okay.
I think they would.
But if they
that's where the money is supposed to go to.
Huh?
Supposed to go to the church.
Lavina, that's good too, because like Kenny was saying with Pastor Bob, the 24,000 people and the multimillionaires.
Uh-huh.
Now
uh-huh.
I heard a story where this lady was tied in there for like 20 years,
uh-huh.
and she had a good job, whatever. She hit hard times, she got cancer, whatever, and she went and asked them for help, and they wouldn't help her. I mean, so that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's wrong.
This church is like the 8th biggest church in the whole country.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what it is now because Pastor Bob fell several months ago.
There was also someone that wanted to get married in a church right here on Long Island. They wanted to get married. They had been in the church for about 15 years, tithing and everything. Of course, it was the lady's family went to the church. She became a member. And then her boyfriend started coming to the church, and then he became a member. And both members wanted to get married at that church. Okay.
Right.
Well, even though they were paying their tithes for like 10, 15 years, like, okay, we're paying our tithes and everything, giving our offering, it came time for the pastor to marry them, and he wanted to charge them $1,500.
Wow.
And they felt like, but I'm a member of your church. I help you build these walls that's in this church. I help you build, uplift everything that's going on in here. Why is it that you want to charge me? You know that pastor lost a lot of members of that church?
Yep.
He should have.
Yeah.
He should have.
Do you know what I hear about if you go and want to get counsel by a pastor, you got to pay just like a psychiatrist?
Yes, you do. You have to give a donation.
You have to give a donation?
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't see that's right either.
Yeah.
You know,
you
this is somebody. This is God's children that we're supposed to go ahead, be lifted up. We have to be watering, feed that person to grow in their church,
mm-hmm.
and we have
Hello?
To charge
Hello?
Them a donation.
Okay.
Listen,
hello.
I hate to cut y'all short, but we could finish this on Spiritual Sunday. Because
yes.
The time is now up. I appreciate everybody calling. If I have any final thoughts I want to say, please feel free to do so.
Let me say one thing. Ravina, this is a good question, too. But you know what? When I do tithe, I'm just obeying God's word. And you got a good point about, like, would they help? That's a good question. But I'm just doing what I feel God's good, even because I'm in between churches, and I feel Evangelist Parker and the one I do, they're very loyal women. So I wouldn't just tithe to anybody. So I think they do a good job. I mean, I wouldn't wake up in the morning, and I wouldn't tithe to people that I wouldn't think.
That was the question that I'm always asked. Like, okay, if you pay your tithe to a certain church, do you think that church would help you? So that's why I just ask you that question, because people always ask me, because they say come as you are. So if you come as you are and you're broke and you have nothing, then what are you tithing? Then what are you giving offering for? You know? So, like, right. It's just a question that people ask me that I just tend to ask other people to see what their response is. That's all.
You know what, Rich? It was a great show from the beginning, like, from the topics now until now. It was a really great show. And welcome back. That's what my last say.
All right.
Welcome back.
My final thought is just it was a great show. And next time, don't be gone for so long. You know, come back and play once in a while. I enjoyed it. Look, I enjoyed all the topics. And, you know, each his own. Whatever you decide to do, you do. And you have to deal with it. And remember, you have to answer to God for whatever your decision is.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I agree, Rich. I love the 70s. I love the 70s, Rich. And I'm glad to have you back. You know, he's in my head. You know, he comes out when he wants to. You know?
All right, not quiet.
Okay, man, Rich. Love that. I'm glad to hear you back, buddy.
All right.
Peace out.
Love you, little brother. And when you're doing relationships or whatever you do, you know, keep it 100, keep it real, keep it positive, you know. And like everybody said, welcome back.
Well, I appreciate everybody's final thought. I'm glad to be back. I appreciate the love and support. But unfortunately, next weekend is the 4th of July, so that'll be a repeat show.
Man, he's
but
got
the following week. The following week, I don't know if y'all heard of that. Y'all heard of the group called Men at Large. They'll be on the following week. Men at Large of the R&B legendary R&B group. But once again, I want to thank y'all. I really appreciate the love and the support y'all give to UT College and everything.
Alrighty then.
Alright, so we're going to call it a night. And I wouldn't mention the shows right now, but my mouth is so dry, I ain't even going to lie to you. Can't do it.
Drink water. All right, yeah, I have a blessed
day. Away from the pole, and I got to and keep your glasses on straight.
Shut
up. All right, have a good night, John.
Good night.
All right, y'all have a nice, blessed weekend, safe weekend, a safe 4th of July, and I hope to hear from y'all on 11th. All right?
All right.
All right, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank everyone that called in. I'm sorry about the author, but one thing, like I say, I don't play. You either call at that time or we don't go on. He called at 7:35. Sorry, couldn't put him on. The topic was very interesting. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all the feedback. So maybe we'll get that author on another day or another time or something like that. But y'all have a blessed and safe weekend. My name is Rich Money, and we out for the night. This is GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
Yeah.
Pure God.
Been searching for you, the type of girl that I like. Can't get you out of my sight. Let's get to know you. Since you came in my life, been throwing money all night, baby. Okay, now pass off. Shorty working her ass off. And who made it that ass off? You got me open. That's why I'm hoping that you will keep me tonight.
It's fun!